This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Afghanistan's health system is on the brink of collapse, the head of the World Health Organization, WHO, has warned. The development on Wednesday came as the UN's emergency relief chief, Martin Griffiths, announced that he was releasing $45 million to support Afghanistan's crumbling healthcare system. Allowing Afghanistan's healthcare delivery system to fall apart would be disastrous, he insisted. People across the country would be denied access to primary healthcare, such as emergency caesarean sections and trauma care. Speaking from Kabul after meeting with senior Taliban figures, along with medical professionals and patients, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that international funding cuts had forced health providers to decide who to save and who to let die. Tedros explained that a lack of financial support for the country's largest health project, Sehat Mandi, had left thousands of families unable to buy medical supplies and pay salaries. This breakdown in health services is having a rippling effect on the availability of basic and essential healthcare, as well as on emergency response, polio eradication, and COVID-19 vaccination efforts, he said. Climate action commitments by the world's two largest economies have been welcomed by UN Chief Antonio Guterres. Mr. Guterres's comments on Tuesday follow President Biden's announcement at the UN General Assembly that the United States will significantly increase international climate finance to $11.4 billion a year. This will bring developed countries closer to meeting their target of $100 billion a year in climate finance. Meanwhile, President Xi said that China will end all funding of coal-fired power plants abroad, redirecting its support to green and low-carbon energy. Accelerating the global phase-out of coal is the single most important step to keep the 1.5-degree goal of the Paris Agreement within reach, the UN Secretary-General said. Just 6 weeks from the UN Climate Change Conference COP26, Mr. Guterres issued a fresh warning that the world is on a catastrophic pathway to 2.7 degrees of heating. There's been little sign of healthier eating by the world's youngest children in the last 10 years, the United Nations Children's Fund said on Wednesday. A new report from the agency released ahead of the UN Food Systems Summit this week indicates that rising poverty, inequality, conflicts, climate-related disasters, and the COVID-19 pandemic have all contributed to the nutrition crisis. Poor nutritional intake in the first 2 years of life can irreversibly harm children's rapidly growing bodies, said UNICEF Executive Director Henrietta Fore. In an analysis of 91 countries, UNICEF found that only half of infants aged 6 to 23 months received the recommended number of meals a day. Just a third get the minimum number of food groups they need to thrive, while children in rural areas or from poorer households are also significantly more likely to be fed poor diets compared to their urban and wealthier peers. Further analysis of 50 countries revealed that these poor feeding patterns have persisted throughout the last decade. Katie Dartford, UN News.